We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, like, wow, just making it cool to be a conservative. So we're going to switch over here to number two of the Triple Dipper, DEI, OMG is what I'm calling it, just euphemistically. But hey, diversity, equity, inclusion. I mean, first of all, I'm just sick of the acronym. DEI, it's all about diversity, equity, and inclusion. What does that even mean? Well, diversity, everyone's got to have a chance. And, you know, diversity, equity, what does that mean? It means we're making sure that you know that what you've got, we've got to give to other people too. Well, I thought you wanted equality. No, we want equity. Oh, and then inclusion. That's everybody, right? No. It's only those who are intersectionally considered to be disadvantaged, and therefore, if you have privilege, we're not going to allow you in. Diversity, equity, inclusion. Did I spoof that well? I mean, I think that came across. Just saying. It's just madness. The whole thing's madness.
Well, I mean, look at what happened in Boston.
Thank you. What a segue. Look what I have in my hands. It's like we planned it. We did not plan that, but it was good. So Boston's Democrat mayor is what you're talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, who does this? If you're all about diversity, equity, and inclusion, I would think that what I'm about to say would be considered taboo, wouldn't you?
Yes. Okay. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Not at all. So in case you have not heard, diversity, equity, and inclusion does not include many of you. Boston's Democratic mayor, according to Fox News, story broke out yesterday, or the day before, actually. Democrat mayor has come under fire because she sent out invitations for a holiday party intended only for minority city councilors. It's literally called the Electeds of Color Holiday Party. Kid you not. So Michelle Wu, the city's first Asian American mayor, by the way, why do we care if you're Asian? Asian American. Why do we care if you have Asian descent? I don't care rat squat whether your skin is black or brown or purple. I don't care. I want to know what you're going to do in the job and are you qualified for the job? And if you're going to say, I'm running today to break the glass ceiling, to be the first, whatever, I don't want you. Like Ketanji Brown Jackson is one of the justices of the Supreme Court. Well, good on her. I mean, she's an extremely intelligent woman. She has earned the right to be considered, and she will always have an asterisk by her name. Phil, why would you say that? She was confirmed by the Senate. No. She was nominated by President Biden, who said that the first and most important criteria was that she was a black woman. Well, so what that basically means is a lot of her competition was excluded because they didn't fit the glass ceiling breaking narrative. Well, there's no diversity, equity, and inclusion built into that kind of scenario. Well, there's also no diversity, equity, and inclusion when you have a mayor of a major city sending out invitations to other members of the city council, inviting them to a holiday party. By the way, they didn't call it Christmas. It's a holiday party. And, oh, by the way, a bunch of them shouldn't have gotten their invitations, and they apologized that they sent them to the wrong people. So, yeah, here's the way it read. Her aide, the mayor's aide, Denise Dos Santos, sent out the email invitation. Honorable members, on behalf of Mayor Michelle Wu, I cordially invite you to be a guest to the Electeds of Color Holiday Party, which quickly drew criticism because it was apparently sent to everybody on the city council, seven of whom are white. And 15 minutes later, Dos Santos, who sent it out, apologized and clarified the invitation is only meant for minority city councilors. She did not, by the way, apologize for excluding white city leaders. In fact, she wrote this. She goes, I wanted to apologize for my previous email regarding a holiday party for tomorrow. I did send that to everyone by accident. I apologize if my email may have offended or come across as so. Sorry for any confusion this may have caused. How about this? If you're white, you were offended. Did she care? No, she didn't. You know why? Because diversity, equity, and inclusion, that just means who they like. That just means who they believe will give them political points. That just means the ones that won't dox their house because they chose them. That's just crap. That is absolutely not diversity, equity, and inclusion. And listen, y'all, I got more on this. We're going to talk about it. What's the Pentagon doing with DEI? Spending a lot of tax dollars. I'll tell you all about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, all you Right Side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.
We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, like, wow, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. And y'all, I'm telling you, this show goes like way, 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 way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, before I go to the phones, I'll just tell you breaking news right now on both screens here in the studio. Rudy Giuliani, who has been sued for defamation by two poll workers from, I'm trying to think where they're for, but the case was held in Washington, D.C. So it may have been Virginia. Anyway, the bottom line is this. The allegation was that Rudy Giuliani defamed them. The judge found earlier in the case that defamation would stand. In other words, he found as a matter of law and ruled that the defamation had occurred. Then the trial took place just on the question of what damages he would have to pay. And they sued two of them, two ladies sued for roughly $24 million each. 4 days of testimony about how their life has been destroyed by Rudy Giuliani. The jury in Washington, D.C. just ordered Rudy Giuliani to pay $148 million in damages. Y'all, that is unconscionable. There is no way in the world that verdict stands. That's going to get appealed, like, within minutes. So I look at it and think, this is asinine. This is another attack on the Trump machine, is all it really is. And what they're trying to do is anybody and everybody who had anything to do with the Trump team is now facing charges or being sued. And Rudy Giuliani, you know, who has gotten to be a bit of a firebrand here in recent years, he's always has been, but he's, you know, he's kind of been out there, more and more in the spotlight in recent years, especially as part of the Trump team. $148 million, they're just trying to crush his soul. That's all they're trying to do now. Those ladies don't need a $148 million verdict. There's nothing about their damages claim that can be at all measured up to that point. So anyway, all said and done, that's breaking news. It's on the screen right now. The appeal will happen momentarily, I guarantee you, and that should be overturned, or at the very least reduced and sent back to the court for adjudication thereof. All right, let me do this. I'm in DEI, OMG, and I got some stuff to talk about, but I see I got a caller, and that would be Jeff from Indiana. Jeff, are you feeling diverse and equitable and inclusive today?
Well, I think Rudy Giuliani should have changed his affiliation to Democrat or maybe even the Communist Party. He might have fared a little better.
Oh, yeah, they'd have paid him then. This is,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, you go try and get a fair trial as a conservative in Washington, D.C. Unbelievable. I guarantee you they tried to change the venue and it was denied. But, you know, here we are.
No, I tell you what, Phil. I'm feeling kind of deprived, actually, as a white man. You know, they always talk about white privilege. I'm white underprivileged because I don't get invited to all these things. But if I was one of those council members, well, I would put on blackface and I would go to that party. And I would say, I now identify as a black person. And you can't tell me any different because everybody else can identify as they wish. And you know, that's how I'm identifying tonight.
Listen, man, they made the rules, right? They made the rules, and if their rules say how do you identify,
well, you know that, Phil. That's only you. I mean, you can't do cultural appropriation. You can't do that.
Sure, you can. I can identify as a houseplant. I mean, why not?
Well, a lot of Democrats do identify as houseplants, or at least the intelligence level of a houseplant.
So you're saying, just like that reparations thing, like when Boomer and I used to say, we should identify as black, move to California, and get some reparations money. You're saying that we should just, if we were in leadership in Baltimore, all we'd have to do is just identify as black and go to the party, and what could they say?
Yeah, I'm going to start identifying as 65 years old so I can start getting on my Medicaid and get my retirement. I mean, you know, what the heck?
It's all...
As many millions of miles I've got on this truck, I should be 65. I feel like I'm 65.
It's all about how you identify, man. It's not about what you is, it's about what you want to be. That's what it is. It's unreal. But hey... It's supposed to be about diversity, equity, and inclusion, which I just saw in an article, if I can find it again real quick. I just saw in an article that Ron DeSantis calls it something totally different. He says that, oh gosh, where is it? Now I'm losing it. DeSantis says DEI should be discrimination, exclusion, and indoctrination.
Well, yeah. I mean, what? How come they include the inclusion part on there? Because the only ones that's never included is the white person. I mean, everybody else is included on everything.
I'm just a little old cis white male trying to get by. That's all I know.
And Phil, I'll have to say something. You in the first segment, you're sitting there talking about, you know, the Medicaid expansion and everything.
Yeah.
Why are you need to pay your fair share. The only reason you don't want to do this is because you're actually a contributing person to the funds, and you just don't want to pay your fair share. I can see Joe Biden telling you that now.
Well, so when I want the reparations money, I'll identify as black. When I'm asked to pay more of my quote-unquote fair share, I'll identify as poor. How about that?
Well, the trouble is, though, that reparation money, that's going to come out of your pocket anyway, so you just be paying yourself.
Well, at least I'm getting some back.
Oh, that's man. What I always figured.
All right, brother, where you at right now? You're on the road? Where you at?
I'm almost to Priceville, getting ready to fuel up.
Well, it's funny you say that because TC from Priceville just texted in, so be careful on the road, brother. We'll talk to you. Have a great weekend.
Well, tell him I'll meet him at the pilot.
Okay, I'll tell him. See you,
bud. Bye. Have a good one.
Bye. Yeah, so, TC from Priceville just texted in and says, Phil, why the heck can't Alabama get a clean lottery bill? We don't need all cap any casinos, but it would be so great for the state to keep all the money going to Mississippi, Tennessee, and Georgia! !! Look, TC, here's the deal. It's not because of any other reason except the casino owners have screwed up the bills every single year, have created the infighting, the bribery, and the corruption within the state house even that has ruined any opportunity that you think you might need for a lottery. And oh, by the way, the lottery is not everything it's cracked up to be. But there's hardly anybody in this state that lives more than 35 to 40 minutes away from either Mississippi, Tennessee, or Georgia. So I don't think we're losing millions from Alabama. In fact, if you really want to, just go over there and take some of their money with your winnings and come back and spend it in Alabama, and I guarantee you the return is going to be even better. In the meantime, it's the casino owners that get in the way, not the legislature. And oh, by the way, TC, the people of Alabama have voted down a lottery multiple times. It's not like they haven't had the opportunity. They've chosen to vote no at the polls. So there you go.
I mean, yeah. For that matter, I mean, why not people move to Tennessee because they don't have an income tax? You know, I mean, like
Florida, no income tax.
Yeah. So should we just not have an income tax? I mean, each state's got to ultimately decide what it is, and you got to decide whether you want to live there.
States' rights. But you know what, though? I don't see quality of life being that much better in the states that have lotteries. In fact, I'll be honest with you, studies show that quality of life is actually worse because it creates additional issues when people are spending their earnings and you know, and some of which are underprivileged, and they're looking for an opportunity to get out of their position, so they're overspending on lottery tickets and, you know, and not feeding the kids. I mean, that crap happens. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee, back on topic. He says DEI equals Democrats exceptionally ignorant. I like it, Mark. That you know, we got to keep a Butters. We got to keep a list of these great T-shirt slogans, because that one would look good on a T-shirt too.
That would be.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. Like, what is the thought process in Boston that what good does it do? Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess there's a portion of it that I can go, all right, hey, this is good. We've got, you know, people have made the decision, they voted, and you've got a different makeup of different. But like, how does excluding? I don't get it. I just like what was the good that you thought was going to come out of trying to do that?
They're being more inclusive by being exclusive. Don't you understand? They're encouraging people of color to know that they don't have to associate. They need to celebrate just themselves, with themselves, about themselves, in order to feel good about themselves. I just phrased that off the cuff. I think I like it. Was that a T-shirt? Maybe. I don't know.
It's a lot of words.
But the reality is this. This is what happens when you're so caught up in division politics, right? When you're so caught up in the idea of the intersectionalities that they all celebrate all the time, that you forget to see life, right? You forget the idea that colorblind is, I mean, and what's irritating is when you say things like all lives matter, oh, you can't say that. Or when you say I'm colorblind, they take offense. Well, don't you want us to be colorblind? Oh, that's just a dog whistle for racism. Why?
It's not good for getting to a place to have an actual healthy conversation that's needed.
No, it's not. You know what? And you and I both served in the military, and I know that everybody's going to have a bad apple here and there. But I served with a lot of different people with a lot of different demographics, and I never had an issue. You know, I don't remember there ever being an issue.
Yeah.
At least not along race lines. There was an issue when someone was had a poor work ethic, or an issue when someone couldn't do the PT test, stuff like that, standards. But when it came to issues of all the intersectionalities they're thrusting on us every day, it wasn't an issue until they made it an issue.
Yeah. I mean, I judge you much more for being an Army guy than anything else.
Well, there's that. Okay. Yeah. Myron from Winfield says, it sure is fun playing lotto. Okay, Myron. John from Huntsville says, Phil, I want to let you know that you are currently in the lead. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. I like it. John from Harvest says, DEI should D-I-E die. Because it will divide people against each other and kill civil society. It betrays Martin Luther King's dream. The notion that individuals don't exist and instead your race defines you and everyone who looks like you as well as all those who don't look like you is garbage. This crap doesn't belong in America. John from Harvest. That was too long for a T-shirt, but it was good. That was real good. Brian from Huntsville, I got your text. Thank you very much. Yes, we're not going there. And then Joe from Birmingham said, just saying, the only DEI is Dale Earnhardt Incorporated. I want to go fast.
Nice.
That's a great place to take a break. All right, we'll take the break right now. We'll come right back. I'm in DEI, OMG. I didn't even get to the Pentagon yet. Holy crap. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams on a Friday afternoon. We will be right back.
We'll be right back.
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. Paul from Coleman texted in and says, Phil, I know you know that all these DEI and racial debates are interconnected with the larger social equity plans that Democrats have. I do know that. You can look at it. They're everywhere, and it's getting more obvious by the day. You got Brian from Huntsville says, DEI is a traffic sign, dead end imminent. Ah, I see what you did there. So piece here from New York Post dated July 31st of this year points out, though, that I think the shine's off the apple. I don't think. You can tell the shine's off the apple. How can you tell? Because corporate America, which rushed to have major DEI hires in the wake of the George Floyd riots, is now cutting those positions left and right. Within a matter of 2 to 3 years, they're looking at it going, you know what? This doesn't help our bottom line at all. I mean, what does that person do? They sit there and they lecture us daily and they tell us we have to have more you know, in-staff training on, you know, hiring transgenders. And then what do we get out of it? Our profitability didn't go up. You know, we're not looking at more people wanting to buy our goods and services. So, yeah, New York Post has a piece here that says corporate America's rush to hire diversity, equity, inclusion executives is slowing to a standstill. Chief diversity officers are exiting at places like Disney, Netflix, Warner Brothers, Discovery, and other corporations. They're starting to see the emperor has no clothes, said a lady named Tebbia Lee, who used to herself be a DEI professional. She said it's important that company structures don't include these kinds of positions whose sole role is just to promote division instead of unity, who turn the company or corporate mission into something that is focused on critical social justice instead of what the mission is supposed to be. So according to LinkedIn, DEI job openings just like exploded by almost 170%, 170% increase in and around 2020. 170%, it was like, if you want a job in DEI, you can get you one. You can be an executive. We'll put you up on the C-suite, man. We'll give you a corner window office. What do you want? How big's your budget? Demand actually outstripped supply in 2020. They couldn't find enough people. It was called a frenetic time for chief diversity officer hiring. One guy, Jason Hanold, he's a CEO and manager of a managing partner of a executive search company. He said there was an urgency and a national narrative that was driving the demand, referencing, like I said, the George Floyd riots and the social justice movement. But after a 55% increase in DEI roles soon thereafter, job attrition rates have been high. A third of diversity professionals now found themselves out of jobs in 2022. State schools, for-profit colleges, even Ivy Leagues have been flooding the markets with graduates with DEI certificates, and now they're not. In fact, kind of a follow-up story to that, ABC News, a piece there that came out around the same time frame, talked about the same type thing, saying that DEI positions are being disproportionately hit by layoffs. Hate it for you. I mean, we weren't seeing any real results out of you, and suddenly we realized we're actually supposed to be making a profit. At the same time, this article points out, though, states are getting involved. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Texas Governor Greg Abbott are two key examples beginning to target DEI initiatives. DeSantis signed into law a bill that prohibits state or federal funding on DEI programs at public universities. He even called it discrimination, exclusion, and indoctrination. And in February of this year, Abbott's office also ordered all state agencies to stop using DEI programs, calling them illegal. But you know what? I mean, I look at it, and there are people that still go, y'all are getting the wrong idea here, man. This is about just making sure that we're doing everything right. There are already laws on the books. There are already laws on the books that prevent discriminatory practices in hiring. There are. There are already laws on the books that prevent people from being let go for discriminatory purposes. You can sue for racial discrimination in hiring or retention. You can sue for pregnancy discrimination. You can sue for, you know, discrimination based upon your faith. I mean, listen, I'm just telling you, the laws already exist. We don't have to have additional laws and people telling us not that we abide by laws, but that we have to just create new issues that are not even considered in the law.
Transgenders are not a protected class, although the city of Montgomery wants them to be. You know, you can seriously, you can look around and recognize that what has happened here is there's been a push not for inclusivity, there's been a push for exclusivity. Let's divide people. Let's tell them how different everybody is. Let's make sure we have more glass ceiling breakers and not people of merit taking positions that we need them in. And it's a mess. Look, we'll come back and we'll wrap this thing up, take a few more text messages, and I got to tell you, I didn't even got to the Pentagon piece yet. Holy smokes. Yeah, we'll talk about that and also what happened up in Wisconsin. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.
Right Side Ruffians out there, you are...
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, by the way, we're in this whole thing on DEI, and I call this section of the Dippers DEI, OMG. Well, so here's a couple of stories, and then Butters just played me something during the break that is, we're going to play it for y'all. But so just so you know, it's bouncing back. I mean, there are still stupid things happening. Like, for instance, a story here on Town Hall came out 3 weeks ago. Pentagon slammed for its huge request after failing its sixth audit. So the Pentagon this failed an audit. They cannot account for their $3.8 trillion in assets, which I find to be obnoxious because I can't tell you how many times I went through CIF and they would ding me for a pair of gloves or something. You know, they'll get it out of the troops, but they can't pass their audits. Meanwhile, nonetheless, the FY 2024 presidential budget request asked for $114 million for diversity and inclusion activities with nothing that says how that's going to improve readiness, recruitment, retention, or lethality. Nothing. $114.7 million dedicated to diversity and inclusion in the military, which, by the way, they're kind of failing at, in my opinion, since they had that issue just not long ago where they were trying to just make sure that they stopped hiring white pilots in the Air Force.
I thought, like, boot camp is a diversity and inclusion activity, is it not?
Yeah, that's where they make you all one color, green, and they teach you how to be the melting pot where everything comes together. And
so
works.
They were getting more money for boot camp and training. Yeah. I mean,
Jeez.
Maybe more money for uniforms to make us more uniform in the uniform services. That creates better diversity and inclusion.
I'm pretty sure it's not what it's for. How about this one? I love it when you see the pushback. Right now, we're seeing states pushing back in a big way. I told you about DeSantis a minute ago. You got just yesterday, by the way, separate story that I haven't read yet. Oklahoma Governor Stitt signed a law that basically prohibits state agencies from using DEI and directs the state agencies to begin divesting themselves of surplus personnel whose jobs it is to handle DEI. And then you got this one, insidehighered.com. Universities of Wisconsin's boards of regents, that's the trustees for the whole university system in Wisconsin, voted Wednesday night to approve a deal to cut spending on diversity, equity, and inclusion in exchange for receiving the $800 million in funds that were being held by the Republicans in the legislature. So the Republicans in the legislature said, that's fine. Okay, y'all keep doing your DEI policies if you want to. But we got $800 million worth of your funding that we appropriate, and we're not giving it to you until you make some changes. And they had to have a negotiated settlement. They literally green-lighted the proposal. It's going to cap DEI hires for 3 years, restructure and redefine the goals or the roles of one-third of the system's current DEI staff, freeze all administrative hires, and in exchange, they'll finally get their funding. Good on you, Republicans in the Wisconsin State House. But then, I have one more. Hang on a second. Where was it? Now I'll do that one last. You know, but here's the thing. I made the point, was it yesterday, Butters? I made the point that if I was laying on the OR table, I would not want to look up and realize that my surgeon was a diversity hire. I just wouldn't.
I don't know what the big deal is.
Well, you're the one that played something for me during the break. You got that thing handy? So
yeah.
So this is comedian Rob Schneider, is that right?
Yeah, it's a little clip that made the rounds not too long ago, but I think it's on point.
I think it's absolutely on point. So I tell you what, at your convenience, go ahead and play
Let's
it,
see
man.
If this works.
Airlines. Right. Last month, the CEO, he announced of all the hiring for all the new pilots that are coming up this year, all the hiring for the new pilots, the main focus is going to be diversity. What? Diversity? Not the best pilots you can find. The ones with the most hours and experience. Things you've done before. Maybe.
Wait, that wasn't the rest of it. Keep playing.
I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of flying all the time with these white pilots landing safely and on time. Boring.
Oh, there you go. That last part was the one where we really kicked it. But so on point, though, brother. Good job finding that one. So on point. I mean, I hope y'all heard that. He was, and by the way, he pulled that out of real life. All right. So was it Southwest? Which airline was it that did that? Do you recall?
United.
United. Yeah. Fly the friendly skies. Fly the friendly, diverse skies where, you know, we need more black pilots. But, sir, he's not as qualified. He doesn't have the number of hours. He's not rated for that particular airplane. That's okay. He fits the diverse profile we're looking for. Okay. Good luck getting insurance on that that plane. I'm just saying. There's an episode of Lost coming up with an airline crash in it. But, okay, so as I wrap this segment up, Mark from Laredo, Tennessee, just texted in again ago, and he says, DEI equals destroying everyone's income. Well, there's that too. To me, the poster child for DEI hires and DEI madness is Dr. Claudine Gay, the president of Harvard. Listen, so that person, that academic should have been fired a long. In fact, she should not have been hired based on what we're seeing now. But now that we know what we know, and not just her testimony, by the way, before Congress, we're finding out now that she has legitimately plagiarized multiple times. She's a serial plagiarizer. And in the academic world, that's theft of property, y'all. That is someone's work that is being stolen and used for your own benefit, try and boost your own credentials. And this is no small thing. So, but anyway, she did objectively humiliate herself before Congress, story here on the Daily Wire. And there's an excerpt, though. It points out, okay, so she's in charge, right? By the way, the headline by Ben Shapiro is, "Oh, to be a black Harvard president." Well, when you're a diversity hire, you just get to do stuff. And you get to preside over things. You get to take the most vaunted of our institutions of higher education and crush their souls with things like this. There's an excerpt from Harvard's mandatory Title IX training session that all undergraduate students are required to go through. It's called the Power and Control Wheel. and it helps students to identify their harmful conduct. Pray tell, what all could be included in the power and control wheel? Well, it says anything like attitudes that, quote, here's a quote, contribute to an environment that perpetuates violence. I'm sorry, didn't she testify to that? Anyway, including things like sizeism and fatphobia, cis-heterosexism, racism, transphobia. You know what cis-heterosexism, by the way, is?
Not a clue.
I had to look this up. Cis-heterosexism just means that you believe that sex is designed to be heterosexual. That was what God's intent was. That's all that. No, it's cis-heterosexism that you would say that. Don't you know? Anyway, racism, transphobia, ageism, and ableism. Ableism. Can you look up ableism for me? A-B-L-E-I-S-M. Ableism.
Your computer might get flagged.
It might, but go ahead and try it anyway. The training presents scenarios, one of which involves Andre, who repeatedly uses the wrong pronouns and comments on Logan's outfits, hair, and nail polish, and makes remarks about Logan's gender identity, which contributes to a climate of disrespect and might also violate Harvard's policies. Point made here, if you say a man is a man, you may be violating Harvard's policies. But if you say death to the Jews, that's just dependent upon its context. What is ableism, bro?
Discrimination in favor of able-bodied people.
Oh. Which, by the way, we don't do, but if you're saying that person is not able to climb a ladder, is that ableism? If you're saying, well, that person wasn't as fast, is that ableism? Where's the line?
I don't know. I'm not even sure what exactly that means.
Anyway, the article goes on to say, all of this is part and parcel of the equity hierarchy that's established by the academic left over the course of two generations. And Claudine Gay, it says, is part of the privileged elite, which is why she is unfireable. It's a lengthy article, a good article. Ben Shapiro is a wordsmith. But he ends it up by saying, the DEI lie must be upheld at all costs. If it falls, so too does the theory that American meritocracy is evil. See, that's it. They believe that meritocracy is evil. And that theory lies at the root of the left's ideological revolution. It undergirds their support for everything, from radical trans politics to the Black Lives Matter rioters to Hamas. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, says Ben Shapiro, is a cancer. But that cancerous tumor cannot simply be removed. It is metastasized throughout our universities and across the body politic. It must be hit with societal chemotherapy, a vast and destructive measure that will indeed cripple many of America's top institutions. Well, it's what it's going to take. Some of this stuff's going to take, it's going to have to get broken so we can fix it. And right now, DEI is wow. Just OMG, man. All right, we're taking a break right now. That's enough for Dipper 2. We're going to jump into Dipper number 3. And y'all, this one's got some meat on it. The war on Christianity. It's real. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.